T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And the punt is fielded. And the return is Westbrook. Westbrook dangerous every time he has his hands on the football. The snap to Fiegels. He gets it away. It's a wobbler. Bounces across the 20. Westbrook takes it. Looks for running room. Up to the 25. The 30. To the 35. 40. 45 midfield. 45. 40. 35. 40. Brian Westbrook. He's going. He's gone. Touchdown. Brian Westbrook. 84 yards. No penalty flags. I don't believe it. Brian Westbrook has just exploded, and with 1:16 remaining, this place is in a state of shock.
That's a great call from
Merrill's.
That's
the line right there. That's the line.
This place is in the state of shock.
This place is in a state of shock.
Yeah, and that was a brutal offensive game, but
yeah, that was the only highlight of the game.
Yeah,
right
B. West saved it right there.
Don't go back and watch the whole replay.
Nah, don't even worry about it. Yeah,
what did Donovan have, like 40 yards passing or something?
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, so that was a great one, man. Great one. That's one of my favorites. Right.
That's
there.
That is a local iconic call for sure. So keep them coming here. Keep them coming here. So this was before we get back to the phones here quickly. So ESPN, obviously, as we're approaching the trade deadline, they always come up with potential trades that teams could make with other teams, right? And the one trade that was put out there was Zach Ertz and a 6th-round draft pick to the Cardinals for Hassan Reddick, linebacker, played at Temple, former 1st-round draft pick, and a 3rd-round draft pick. Right, so they're seeing the opportunity. All right, the Eagles need linebackers. Zach Ertz is struggling. He's unhappy with his contract. Arizona could use a tight end like Zach Ertz out there. Does that make sense? So, Ike, that particular trade, would you be interested in that trade? You would?
Yes.
I would not.
Yes. A month ago, I would not be interested in it, but I've seen 5 games, and I've seen 5 games of Zach, and – you know, it's one thing with Carson, who's out there fighting his you-know-what off and just trying to work his way through it. Zach doesn't look like he's all into this. Now, I could be wrong, and I know he came out and talked about it and said he's all in. It's not about him not catching the ball, frustration of not winning games. I can understand that, but you also aren't going to be able to sell me that contract situation hasn't had some sort of negative impact on you from – a locked-in emotional standpoint where you are. Like, something ain't right here. Like, you don't look like Zach. You and Carson don't look like you're on the same page.
Well, that's the one thing you could always count on was those
exactly.
Two.
Exactly.
Yep.
So something ain't right now. And because of where the Eagles are, another reason 5 weeks ago I wouldn't have said do it, because I didn't anticipate them starting off 1-3-1. But considering where they are, and I need to know where Dallas Goedert is at. How soon before he's coming back? Now, the trade deadline is when?
28th, I believe.
So you got 2 weeks,
couple
right?
Weeks, yeah.
Yeah, you got 2 weeks. If Goedert is close to coming back, yeah. I would go ahead and do it.
Yeah, I mean.
I would go ahead and do it. The 3rd-round pick is the main reason why I would do it. But also, yeah. Hassan Reddick is a young linebacker. I know he's a free agent at the
final
end of the
year of a contract, yeah.
But he's a young linebacker. You need a linebacker. You get a first look at him. And if you don't like him, you're going to let him walk. You still got a 3rd-round pick.
If you do, you keep him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now, it's not like he's going to break the bank somewhere.
No, not likely.
Yeah.
It does have to do with Goddard for me, because here's what I don't want to do to Carson Wentz, even though I'm advocating playing the younger players. I don't want Richard Rodgers being his tight end and some undrafted guy that's on the practice squad right now.
No, God, no. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know you'd like to see more of Richard Rodgers, but we don't need him as the lone tight end.
As the main tight end.
But what's more important, that third-round pick that can help or just the finishing out this season?
It's the third-round pick.
Like with eight games,
it's
you know?
Now, again, if they were 3-2, 4-1, we wouldn't even – no one would be talking about get rid of Zach. But because of where they are, that does play
into
it.
And his performance.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And his performance, yep.
Mm. The third is
I would think about it.
The third's tempting for sure.
And the Eagles, obviously, right now aren't in a rush to give Zach what he's looking for. So his market value from a renegotiating standpoint is playing more in the Eagles' favor, even if they even want to give him another deal. Hell, they may not even want to give him another deal now.
The best move for Ertz as far as play and next contract would actually be to be traded to a team like Arizona that would benefit from having a guy like Kyler Murray.
Sure.
Right? Like, it would actually benefit him because Arizona may look at him and say, like, damn, yeah, we'll give you more money than the Eagles. They're probably in a better cap situation.
Yeah.
They actually want to put weapons around their young quarterback, unlike here.
Yeah.
So I
agree with that.
I mean, the third round draft pick is very tempting, but it really depends on Goddard, right? Like, if Goddard's not coming back until the middle of November.
Right, yeah. When is anybody going to ask about him?
Can you text Elliot? Not that I think he's going to know more, but what was the initial?
I don't even remember. It was a broken ankle.
Well, they don't tell us anything.
Right. Well, they it got labeled as a fracture, right?
Small fracture.
Right. So that gave people the idea, well, maybe it's only going to be a couple weeks.
Right. Yeah, yeah. All the reporters are like, well, it's actually only a small fracture in the ankle. You're like, man, he's got a busted ankle.
Yeah, it's broken. That's what that means.
Yeah. He's a broken ankle. Stop with the small fracture.
As long as he's not rehabbing in South Dakota, I'm happy.
That was not necessary.
Oh.
He's been our best weapon.
He has. Before Fulgham. Well, I mean, listen. Like you had said, go in the red zone with Fulgham and Dallas Goedert.
You got some height.
You got some big guys in there, yeah. All right, back to the phones with Matt in Mayfair. Hi, Matt.
John Marks, Ike Reese. How are you guys doing today?
Matt, how are you?
What's up, Matt?
I'm doing well, John. So, Ike, to answer the question, or John and Ike to answer the question, I do not believe that Carson Wentz is a Super Bowl winning caliber, or what was it, going back to be a Super Bowl winning quarterback?
Yes, do you think that Carson Wentz is a Super Bowl caliber quarterback?
No, I don't think he ever was, to be honest with you. So, but it doesn't mean I don't like him as a quarterback, and I don't like him what he brings to the table. But I just don't think he ever was a Super Bowl winning caliber quarterback.
Mm. Why not?
What has he ever shown you? Does tell you that he has?
Well, 2017.
Hold on. We can stop going over this. You've watched him just like we have, Matt. We know his ups. We know his downs.
Right.
And I don't even have to go through the list of quarterbacks that have actually won a Super Bowl who don't have his talent.
Okay, now that's interesting because you're when you say the Super Bowl winning caliber quarterback, it brings images of Joe Montana and Troy Aikman to my mind.
Well, it shouldn't, because they're not the only
one.
Yeah, but those aren't the only quarterbacks that have won a Super Bowl.
I got that, but
because you know Nick Foles won a Super Bowl, right?
And he's a Super Bowl, but he's the caliber. He can do it.
Just like Eli did it, just like Trent Dilfer did it, just like Brad Johnson did it, like Mark Rippon did it.
Eli did it twice, right?
Exactly. What do you think about him?
He's a Hall of Famer.
No. What do you think about Eli as a player?
When Eli was streaky. When he was hot, he was red hot. But when he was cold, he was cold. And he was cold.
Okay, that sounds like Carson.
I don't think so.
What do you mean? Eli was a 500 quarterback for 15 years.
Eli stayed on the field for 15 years.
I understand that, Mark. My point is that you don't have to be a Hall of Fame quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
You have to be a non-injured quarterback to win one.
Sure you do. But hold on. Nick Foles won a Super Bowl. He's played 9 years in the NFL and has yet to play 16 games start to finish. So how did he win a Super Bowl?
Has that been because of him or because his role on the team that he was playing?
You tell me. The picture you're painting is that it's all about Carson. And what I'm really getting at is that it needs to be a team that wins the Super Bowl. You don't have to be a Hall of Fame quarterback to win a Super Bowl. That's why I gave you the examples of the other quarterbacks. You said when I hear Super Bowl caliber quarterback, I think of Joe Montana, Troy Aikman. most overrated quarterback of all time, a straight game manager, Troy Aikman. Just look at his numbers. No time to argue about it. Just go look at his numbers. But Joe Montana is arguably the GOAT. So when you say Super Bowl caliber quarterback, you say that those are the caliber quarterbacks you're thinking about. And I'm just telling you, you don't have to win a Super Bowl being that quarterback.
You're absolutely 100% correct, Ike, okay. But I don't want just one Super Bowl. Don't we want dynasties here? Don't we want dynasties?
Five in a row,
dynasties,
Matt.
Oh, my God. No, give me one. Let Carson win one, and then I'll work on two.
Give us your right. – Matt, give us your iconic call.
Easy. Hey, Ike, by the way, you know I love you, man. So,
No, that's all good. I'm just trying to help you. See, here's the thing. If your expectations are realistic, you won't be as disappointed in certain things, or you won't have a defeated attitude thinking that, well, he's not going to be a Hall of Fame guy. He's not Patrick Mahomes, so what's the point? Like, Patrick Mahomes, there's only one of them. There's only one Patrick Mahomes. The key is, can you build a team around him that he can go win a Super Bowl with? That's the real question.
Well, I'm going to leave you with Tom Brady, and then I'll move on to my call.
Okay, go ahead. Yep.
So my call is December 11th, 1995, 4th-and-1, Eagles-Cowboys.
Oh, man. Jack, do you have that? Maurice. Do you have the 4th-and-1 Groundhog Day? Listen.
Here we go, 4th down. They give it to Smith, and they stop him again! They stop him again! And this time they can't take it away from the Eagles, the same play!
Yep. 4th-and-1, twice.
You know what happened with am I missing something here?
What?
It's not like the call got cut short.
Well, he's grabbing it off of YouTube or somewhere out there, because I don't think that we have great archives of some of the older games here.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we go back to 95 with that one.
It'd be great if we did. We would have everything, but you know, we don't necessarily have that. Yeah, I mean, because really what you want is, if you had the call, was originally when they stopped them, but then the play didn't count because of a timeout, and mm-hmm. then they did it again. Mm-hmm. So, and you go, it's Groundhog's Day. Yeah, that was a great Merrill call right there. Let's go to Kirky and Roslyn. Kirk, how are you? Uh-oh.
What up, guys?
What's up, Kirk?
What's up, brother?
How you doing?
Good.
Oh, man. I guess today, I don't know. I could talk about a million different things, but you know me. I've always been
Listen, your choice.
I've always been a Carson guy. He always passed the eye test for me. And he just don't have enough around him yet, you know? You know, and is Jim Schwartz's middle initial L? His middle name? But like that L?
Yeah. I don't even know what Jim Schwartz's middle name is.
I can Google that, Kirk.
I think it's an L. But anyway. You know what? How about last game when Miles Sanders broke off that – was that a draw play?
That was
like
a draw play.
Yards?
That was a beautiful run. Beautiful.
Are we only allowed to call one of them a game?
Yeah, it was a good call.
Use him. Use him. And then when Alshon and Deshaun get ready, immediately start them. Because they'll only play for about a half. They'll both be hurt by halftime.
Oh, you just gave me a thought, Kirk. How about running that draw play on 3rd and 5 when the whole Steelers defense knew you were going to throw the ball to Fogle?
Looking
on 3rd and 5.
Looking at
Fogle,
yep.
How about running that draw play on 3rd and 5?
Great call.
Yeah. I like it. I like that.
Yeah, and you know, with the way the defense is, I just have to live with it because I know nothing's changing there. But the Dougie, get a little more creative. Come on. And I think we got the fighters' chance on Sunday. I always want them to win.
I do, too. And here's the other thing. Appreciate the call, Kirk. Let me go back to
that.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yes, go ahead. Your call.
All right, picture this. There's seconds. The game isn't over yet. The clock's winding down. And all you hear is, ladies and gentlemen, the Flyers are going to win the Stanley Cup.
The Flyers have won the Stanley Cup. Yep.
The Flyers win the Stanley Cup.
Gene Hart. Jack, do you have it? Go ahead, man.
13 seconds left in the game. 10 seconds. Morris Joseph down the ice. Clark makes the save. Ladies and gentlemen, the Flyers are going to win the Stanley Cup. The Flyers win the Stanley Cup. The Flyers win the Stanley Cup. The Flyers have won the Stanley Cup.
There you go, the late Gene Hart.
That's some great audio there.
Nice, crisp, clean.
Allow me at some point, Fritzy, Johnny. Mm-hmm. I got two beefs out here that I need to put out there.
Two beefs?
Two beefs that I got with people that aren't in the city with other people, right?
Aren't in the city with other people.
Yeah,
guess what?
Yeah. Well, I'll give you one right now.
Yeah.
Well, one of my beefs is LeBron James. I mean, how much attention does he have to look for this week? I understand they won the championship in the bubble. I understand they're not getting a parade, so he can't necessarily get as much love and fawning over him as he would like after winning his title. But my goodness, he has gone out of his way since they won that title Sunday to just put up the most ridiculous social media posts. Now, yesterday's was back to doing my homework. A picture of Jordan, The Last Dance, back to doing my homework. Really?
He's nauseating.
Really? Come on, man.
I don't get the problem with it. Like, everyone talks about how this guy needs to be the next Jordan.
No. Everybody tells us that he's greater than Michael Jordan.
All he's doing is paying respects.
Oh.
No, but he never said he was better than Michael Jordan.
He's making him better.
Oh, he's never said he's the GOAT.
He's never blatantly come out and said, I'm better than Michael Jordan. He said,
has he ever said he's the GOAT?
He's talked around it. He's talked around it. He's never said, I'm the greatest player of all time.
He said, after the win in Cleveland, there shouldn't even be any more questions. I'm the GOAT. I remember that.
And all he's doing now is just paying respects to who people tell him is the greatest player of all time.
Okay.
What's so wrong with that?
He is.
You know that's all about, I need attention. I need people to keep talking about me every day because my championship in the bubble ain't getting celebrated like I wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Like it should.
Because nobody cares, LeBron. Sorry, nobody but your stinking LeBron fans and Laker fans. They're the only people who care. Nobody else, or ESPN. Because they want to keep selling you as LeBron the GOAT. But come on, man. Dude, you're looking for it. Yesterday, 2 days ago, it was Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I made you proud.
Yep.
You're not winning over Kobe fans. Sorry, not the real ones. Those fake Laker fans you're winning over. Not real diehard Kobe fans. You ain't winning over them.
So that didn't impress you?
That didn't do anything to me. I'm irritated that Kobe's been drugged into this nonsense with him being in L.A. and winning a title.
What about that silhouette picture that's floating around there where he's hugging Kobe or whatever?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's just trying to win over Kobe fans, man.
He's a poser, LeBron. Total poser.
I'm back to doing homework.
Killer instinct.
What homework exactly is he doing?
Watching The Last Dance.
Yeah.
So he's saying he's doing his homework.
I wish my homework was like that.
Yeah.
Your guy.
Well, I mean,
that's your guy.
He is. He's the greatest player of all time. He's going to add ring number five next year after watching Last Dance.
You can't be the best player of all time when you carry around a book and then they ask you about the book and he can't answer one question about it. You can't be the greatest player of all time.
That makes him not the best player of all time. Didn't read the book.
No, because the fact that he's carrying around a book that he said he read and he knows nothing about it. You can't be the best player of all time when you say that you've watched The Godfather all the time and then they ask you one question and you can't answer one line from the movie.
This seems petty.
No. You can't be the greatest player in a sport of all time if you're that much of a poser because you're trying to impress other people by lying and making stuff up.
Well, he's clearly not confident in himself.
How are you not confident in yourself?
He's the greatest of all time.
That's because he's been bullied by people his whole life about how he's the fraud king and he labeled himself the king. No one gave him the king. He's been on the cover of Sports Illustrated since he was 16. All right, it's a lot of pressure.
Can you bring up the Godfather question?
I also know nothing about the Godfather. Does that make me not the GOAT?
He tells stories about how he watches it before games because it puts him in that mood where he's going to go out there and he's going to beat everybody.
Oh, but
right?
Kobe can do the fake Mamba mentality.
Oh, it's not fake.
Listen, one thing Kobe's not is a poser.
Exactly.
That's for sure.
Not since he realized who he really is. He was kind of a poser earlier.
Early in his career, yeah. Yes. Yeah, when he realized, you know what? I can be the bad guy, and I'm fine with
exactly. Just be the villain. Yes.
Yeah, but he became true to himself. He was. Yes. That's when everybody started liking him.
The problem with LeBron is he's too old to be a poser. That's the problem.
Oh, my God.
He is almost 40. I mean, you're in your mid-30s, man. Like, you don't have to worry about what people think about you anymore.
See, you get it.
Win your championship. Go home to wherever you want to go. Go on vacation. Do whatever. Right. Like, please, give me a break.
No, he can't stop posting because he wants to be celebrated.
Because he's got his fourth ring. He's two away from the quote-unquote GOAT. Jack, a lot of GOAT conversation on this show today,
Jack,
by the way.
He's a great player. Everybody knows he's
a
great player.
Leave it at that, yes.
Leave it at that. It's the other things why people don't want to give him the credit. The poser stuff, right?
Yes.
215-592-9494.
Let me get that off my chest.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to your other.
The other one's going to be real good, too.
Okay, we'll do that coming up. 215-592-9494. At 525 today, we play In the Envelope. On Thursdays at 525, we play In the Envelope. It's for a $25 gift card to Wawa. So if you listen to the show, you know sometimes we'll do Eagle in an envelope where we put an Eagle player in the envelope, and then you call in with a yes or no question. And you ask the question, and then you get a guess at what player is in the envelope. Today, we're doing it, but we're doing it with an Eagle player. We're doing WIP host in the envelope. How about that?
Wow!
215-592-9494.
I wonder how this is going to go.
It's Marks and Reese. Yeah. Give us your iconic call, your all-time iconic call, local or national. And we'll continue with the Carson Wentz conversation. Also, the Eagles injury report is out, Ike.
Uh-oh.
Who practiced, who didn't? We'll tell you coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Let's talk about Marks Jewelers for a second. Jim from Marks Jewelers is making it so easy for you guys to get the girl of your dreams, the diamond engagement ring of her dreams. And here's how he's doing it. 5 years, no interest financing. So, listen, I know that especially right now with COVID, maybe you've lost hours at work. Maybe you've lost your job totally, just getting back on your feet. But you still were planning on asking your special someone to get married, right? Marks Jewelers making it easy for you with 5 years no interest. So you can get the ring that she wants and that you want, and you can pay it off over the course of 5 years with no interest at all. Because every hint that she's ever given you about that ring is all in one place, and it's the safest and best place to get the lady the diamond ring of her dreams. And do this. Google Marks Jewelers in Montgomeryville. You'll see not only great reviews, you'll see over 1,000 five-star reviews. Learn more at marks-jewelers.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.